Okay. Good evening. My name is Barb Schrank. I'd just like to make a couple of comments. I would like to ask before you consider any additional transfers or changes to the budget that you step back and take a look at things a little bit more strategically. I'm concerned about any additional money being transferred out of the educational contingency fund in particular before taking a look perhaps back at June and some of the decisions that were made in the budget at that particular time. Specifically, I would just like to comment on one proposal that you're looking at tonight. This is more specifically. I am not and would like to, if you would consider re-looking at the calculation for the increase in the revenues. I think that I personally would support the lower ticket prices to last year's levels. And I support that because I feel the families with lower type budgets are the ones being disenfranchised. And I actually believe that the drop in attendance will all but wipe out any potential gains that you may actually see from the increased ticket prices. And so I would like to see if you would step back and maybe take a look at that calculation. A drop of 30% in the attendance at the after-school sports or extracurricular sports would all but wipe out what the forecasted increase was from the revenues. And so I would just like that to be looked at. But before you make any decisions, I would really like you to look at things strategically and take a look at what some of the educational needs are before moving any money out of the educational contingency budget. And thank you. That's all I have to say.
Can you be more specific when you say?
I'm referring to the budget cuts that you made in the budget cuts of the district that you adopted, as well as the amendments to the budget that you made in June. Contained within those budget cuts are educational investments in elementary, secondary. You just heard Don speak to an academic area. So what I would hope is that when you are taking a look at transferring any additional money, that you take a look back at where you were and made some of those decisions and see, and also where you are after the third Friday count. But because there was tremendous amount of cuts in the educational area. I'd also would like to see the board step back and take a look at the budget that you have in Fund 80, because Fund 80, while it's not under the revenue cap, if you decrease the amount of that budget, if there's opportunities to do that, the total tax that you are collecting down the road when you're asking for referendums will likely have less of an impact on your property taxpayers than if you kept that in at that amount. So a couple of those things. I understand right now that that you need to deal with the revenue caps, but that's what I was meaning. I was meaning that the budget amendment and the administrative recommendations for reduction in staffing that you made. There's been reductions in counselors. There's been increases in number of sections that need to be taught. And so I was very concerned and alarmed when $200,000 was transferred out of the educational contingency fund already without taking a look back at that. So that's really all that I'm asking is for that consideration. Thank you.
It's really not an educational contingency, just to be sure that everybody understands. It is the reserve for contingency for everything that occurs in the district.
Okay.
Occupying the education.
Okay, well then that also makes my point. So what I would ask is that the board take a look at all of the cuts that they've made before they transfer money from contingency into certain areas.
I just had a follow-up question. The materials that we got tonight about the contingency fund seem to say that we have actually $202,961, but that includes the $200,000 that was moved from or frozen from maintenance. So actually, in the contingency fund at this point, without that maintenance money, we'd have a little under $3,000. Is that correct?
Right. Well, we will be moving back. As you know, you set aside every year five positions, which is some $300,000. I don't know the exact amount.
Yeah.
$335,000 is set aside to use between the start of school and October if we need to. If we need to add staff this year, we will not. At this point in time, we do not need to add staff. That will come back into the reserve.
So that's not on the sheet we got today.
Okay. That will come back.
So we're adding 335 back.
Sure.
So what's in the contingency? I'm sorry, is now
337.
I mean, what is the number? What is the correct number?
No, we don't. It's not until October 1st. The close out of that, the commission, the leading at the moment is October 1st.
No. But a substantial part of that will come back. As of right now, we haven't used anything from that.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what I meant.
Is that it?
A document from Roger that is the last page of this one.
This one?
Yeah, so the last page of it.
Thank you.